Tina remembers a lasting thank you, a granddaughter's wish to continue her grandfather's legacy. Tina Drew has pledged a gift in her will to remember her grandfather, Claude Lightfoot, a gunner in the British Army during the Second World War. Claude left behind his wife Adelaide and one-year-old daughter in Wakefield to serve his country. When he returned home in 1945, the family hoped life would return to normal, but war leaves its mark. Claude's vision began to fail. The vibration from the guns had caused split retinas, resulting in only having peripheral vision left. Work became difficult, the future uncertain. Then it was suggested that Claude seek help from St Dunstan's, now Blind Veterans UK. After tests confirmed his condition, Claude was welcomed into the charity's care in 1948. He was provided with accommodation, support, and even chickens to help create income for the family. Even providing courses and many happy holidays at our centre in Brighton over 20 years. In 1959, he got to take part in a chess weekend, having learnt this game after his sight loss. It was more than practical help. It was the support needed to gain his independence. As Claude's health declined further with rheumatoid arthritis, the family moved south in search of warmer weather. They settled in Woodley, Berkshire, where Claude passed away in 1975 at the age of 64. But the support didn't end with him. Blind Veterans UK continued to care for Adelaide, ensuring the family had support for the rest of her life. Tina was only young when her granddad passed, but she has fond memories of his broad Yorkshire accent. The family had an African grey parrot called Jackie, who mimicked Claude's accent. She even remembers how he would prod her with his walking stick when joking with her. Tim's mum recalled her father fondly. She even wrote a poem about her walks with him, which was published in a magazine, all about walking across the fields to the stream to catch tiddlers. In an article for Review in 1994, she wrote about the trips every Saturday to Brighton as a child. With seaside visits rare before this time, it felt incredibly special. A walk along the pier with her dad and the friends he made at Blind Veterans UK was always enjoyable. Growing up surrounded by stories of kindness and care, how Blind Veterans UK stood by her family through hardship, Tina has chosen to honour that support in a deeply personal way. After her mother's passing, Tina reflected on the lifelong support Blind Veterans UK gave her family, from helping her grandfather rebuild after sight loss to ensuring her grandmother had support for life. That care shaped her family's story. Tina feels, "It is difficult to find the words to express how I feel about Blind Veterans UK. I don't know what my family would have done without the vital support given." Now Tina has pledged a gift in her will, so future ex-servicemen and women and their families can receive the same compassion, dignity and hope. Tina's gift is a powerful act of gratitude. "This is my way of giving back," Tina says. "Because of everything they did for my family, it feels right that another visually impaired person and their family can benefit." Leaving a gift in your will is a meaningful way to say thank you and remember those you love. To find out more, call Alice on 020-7616-7923 or email giftsinwills, that's all one word, giftsinwills@blindveterans.org.uk.